listening to an audio recording of this week's Bold True Life blog, written and read by Hanat Garad. Ten Great Reads, 2019 edition. Have you read any good books lately? Yesterday, April 23rd, was World Book Day, so of course this blog post is dedicated to celebrating the occasion. I fell in love with reading as a kid, and to this day, I can't get enough of it. There's nothing quite like getting lost in a really good story, or feeling my world expand with new information. It's honestly one of my greatest joys. And today, I'm sharing 10 books that I really enjoyed reading over the past year or so. Just like last year, I've categorized my list based on the general topic or genre of the literature. But all the books do have one thing in common. I didn't want them to end. Books gift us with a treasure that never runs out. Each one that we read leaves an everlasting imprint on us. So here's my reading list for 2019. Fiction. This was the genre that really developed my early love of reading, and the books below are two great examples of why. My favorite thing about them both was the rather unique perspective that their main characters offered. The first is Mirage by Sumaya Dawood. Second is The Storyteller's Secret by Sajal Badani. Memoir. I only began reading memoirs in the last few years, but this form of writing has become one of my favorites. I enjoyed several this year, but the three I'm sharing here are the books that I loved the most. Each of these authors shares some unbelievable experiences, and their stories left me both inspired and wishing for more. The third book on my list is Born a Crime by Trevor Noah. Fourth is Wild by Cheryl Strayed. And fifth is O Shift by Nicole Sylvester. Psychology and Self-Awareness. The three books I have listed in this section were some of the most compelling self-development pieces that I've read recently. They each cover vastly different topics, but I found myself applying lessons from all of them in my daily life. The sixth book on my list is The Gift of Fear by Gavin De Becker. Seventh is Daring to Lead by Brené Brown, and eighth is The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. Spirituality and Wellness. These final two books that I'm sharing are ones that I return to often, and somehow I walk away with fresh insights that relate to my current situation every time. I love the spiritual nature of them both, as this tends to be just what I need when I find myself getting swept up in life. Ninth on my list is Reclaim Your Heart by Yasmin Magahit. And 10th is Women, Food, and God by Janine Roth. And that brings us to the end of the list. I can't emphasize enough how much I recommend each of these books. They're all incredible pieces of art, and I insist that you check them out. So what are you reading these days? We'd love to see some of your suggestions in a comment below this post, or even in an email. Peace and blessings, Hanat. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear more blogs and podcasts like this one, make sure to subscribe at boldtruelife.com. You'll gain access to our free weekly content and plenty of other goodies. You can also sign up for a free coaching session with my sister or me at boldtruelife.com/services. And with that, I'll talk to you next time.